John, we talk about when there are more samadhi developed, then it's reduced ditti. Reduce the frequency of ditti. Yeah.
Nothing can reduce it.
But it's not the other way around.
Like what?
Like when ditti increase, it does not reduce samadhi accumulated.
You are talking about accumulation or right understanding?
Accumulation.
Accumulation is just what is more or what is less, that's all, from time to time.
But for latent tendencies,
it's impossible because it can condition the akusala more.
Yeah.
Usually.
Right.
So without right understanding, it's only the akusala without panya, the accumulation, and the akusala.
But when we say during the process of development of panya, then ditti gradually is reduced along the process.
What do you mean by reduced? Because it cannot understand reality as it is.
No.
When it's only hearing and studying and considering.
Mm-hmm.
So that can condition right thinking, but
yeah,
not the moment to be like that. It can reduce such this or so much like that, but it condition right thinking about what is heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's accumulated until it can be conditioned for the direct awareness and understanding.
So, latent tendency, there is wholesome and unwholesome latent
right,
tendencies.
Right.
When the increase of the wholesomeness
with
panya and the unwholesome latent tendencies can be reduced.
I don't want to just say reduced.
Reduced,
because it's there.
Right.
And no one can take it away because there's no right understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But when there is right understanding, panya begins to develop very, very wisely according to how much one developed, that the panya is developed. Because you see that just have the right understanding of their self, it's enough. Because the characteristic of reality does not appear as it is yet as no one. So it's only thinking and thinking about that which appears exactly the same, but more conditioned to have time to think about the right words in order to understand it. It has to be this very moment that right understanding can develop to the degree that it can begin to directly aware of our reality by conditions. Only then.
Okay, but like for Aryans, for Sotapanna, the low bar is reduced relatively compared to the...
Reduced low bar with titi only, cannot arise anymore. But
right,
different degrees of akusala
right,
which has accumulated. That's why I think that a woman in the Buddha's time, I'm not sure whether it is the Anada Bindika daughter or not, she left just a person and she died because of that, or something like that. It seems like it's so strong.
Right, very strong dosa.
That's why it has to be sakatagami in order to have less for the anagami to be able to eradicate it. It has been to a sensuous object. It's so strong.
Yeah, I remember some discussion of this story, but that's the youngest daughter of Anada Bindika. Okay. No one was there.
How many Anada Bindika had children? I have no idea.
Okay.
Just talk about some of them.
And no one has the highest wisdom.
Which
the daughter. The one who you just mentioned about, very sad about losing.
She was Sotapanna. But Sakatagami cannot have such strong attachment, less than Sotapanna, but still have attachment.
So the latent tendencies, can we say, for the Sakadagami is reduced?
For the
second stage of enlightenment?
Anything can be when panya has reached that degree.
Mm.
Because even right now there can be enlightenment of different degree of vipassayana, or can be sotapanna or arata, depending on only panya. Not just the words of truth, but it has to be the realization stage by stage of the truth. Not only one. It has to be in daily life to be more stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To to just the mind. Whatever appears is conditioned to arise, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
No selection. And no that selection. Is letting go. Because it's the characteristic of all realities in daily life can be directly direct object of satipatthana with such level of panya. Because now it's only intellectual level.
Mm.
But when it's appeared, it has appeared, and the after vipassanayana had fallen away, the clearance of that which has been experienced can condition direct awareness of whatever in one's life, no matter where, to be certain more and more about no one. And you can see that just a very, very short moment of vipassanayana, but it's so clear, mm-hmm. can condition the memory of that to be conditioned for any moment for direct awareness to arise again naturally, you see. And panya at that level of nama-rupa parichayana is not strong enough. That's why there can be doubt, see. Everything can arise after vipassanayana to be the parimya for the direct awareness to begin to understand it as no one.
Mm.
But it has to be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt is a reality, no self, everything. And it depends on conditions because we cannot make it arise at the same level. It can be this level, or it can be just a little more, or it can be vague. It depending to test how can you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It's different, nama and rupa. To be sure that it cannot reach higher stage yet because of still thinking or seeing or experiencing. But when it's not vipassanayana, the clearance is not like vipassanayana. So whatever it can be conditioned, whether it begins just to be more details, finer or stronger, it cannot expect. Just to reach the level of letting go naturally by panya before the higher one. See, it's a long way to go because in the day so many conditions for akusala as usual and it's sneezing by conditions with no expectation to test how much understanding. Even there is wanting, craving for a little more or just letting go. And the letting go has to be stronger and stronger, keener and keener. Otherwise, it's not quite that which begin to be different between the beginning and the developed more. Or apanya, the development of panya, how it get keener, sharper, with detachment more and more. From stage to stage. And that's why the samasanayana is not uttiyapinayana. Even the arising and falling away of realities appear, but it's not as strong as when it's just one clearly, because it's like just happened to me, like arising and falling away. Not as real as only one arising and falling away. Clearer and clearer. That's why if we just think about what is this in the book, what is there, whether this, if panya is not there, it cannot see that that is not the way. The way is the understanding to develop the moment of understanding what appears now.
Right.
So that takes one apart from the direct awareness. By thinking about that which shouldn't be thinkable. So one has to understand what should be the goal of hearing the teachings and considering the teachings. Just to hear that all dhammas are anatta is not enough. The more words, the more thinking about, the more considering about, what appears now by conditions. That's why there is Suttamaya Panya and Cintamaya Panya as well. Depend on different degrees. So Cintamaya Panya of Buddha is quite much different from anyone else, from his words, from his teachings.
I have a few questions. I'm not sure if it's unthinkable. We were talking about for body Gaya Vijnana, when it's accompanied by dukkha, Vinabhipaka Citta accompanied by dukkha, and then followed by Sampatityana and Santirana. They are the Vipaka Citta of the same Gamma, but they don't have dukkha accompanied. They have indifferent.
Like what?
I mean, the Vedana accompanied the Santirana is Upekkha, right? It's
and
indifferent.
Sometimes Somanasa.
Yeah, sometimes Somanasa, right. Could be Somanasa. Okay, then take Sampatityana for example. Why they are all Vipaka from the same Gamma, but their feeling can be different?
Because of its function.
Because of its function.
Their seeing just fallen away, and Vitaka arises with the Sampatityana to get that which passed from seeing moment to just experience only that.
Right.
Yeah. So the question is...
Say burned by a fire, like touch the fire and then burned. There's a pain, right?
Are you talking about Sampatityana?
Yeah, I'm talking about Sampatityana because it's the same Vipaka. I mean, it's the same Gamma, like the touching.
Certainly, because it experiences the same object, that which has fallen away.
The body consciousness has, in this case, has dukkha. But it's followed by Sampatityana. They have the same Gamma and they are both Vipaka Citta. But why the feeling are different? Because function?
Because it is the moment of directly experience. So Sampatityana cannot be Gaya Vijnana. Because the Gaya Vijnana is that which is the chief of experiencing. So the feeling there, which directly experience that, is pain. But Sampatityana does not experience the object like Gaya Vijnana, but it just receives that which is seen, the same rupa, conditioned by the same karma.
Rather, translation.
So only Gaya Vijnana can be dukkha.
Right, because it's there receiving. It sounds like I just take whatever already experienced.
Just the object.
Just the object.
Receiving the object, but not the feeling.
Not the feeling, okay.
So at the moment of receiving, it's not the actual moment of experiencing it.
Just receiving the object, right. Okay.
But it doesn't feel pain like Gaya Vijnana. See, how can Buddha understand this because of his accumulation to be Buddha? We might think that why it cannot be pain, see? But it cannot be pain because it is not the actual moment of really experience that.
Even though they are the result of the same karma, but
even that is not the case because it about conditions then to know that what condition Sampatityana, what condition Gaya Vijnana by the same karma. So that's why we learn. What caused that karma, this one, conditioned how many jitas? Panchatvara is not the result of karma, but seeing and Sampatityana and Santirana.
So you mean this this sense door process conditioned by this karma, and this karma can still condition the following countless sense door process, like burned by the fire, and it's already countless sense door process.
Burning by the fire, and moment of experiencing the unpleasant object, no matter fire or what, or bullet or whatever.
Right. Okay.
Otherwise, when it's not very we fly and find like this, subtle like this, how can there be understanding to know, to get to that truth?
Mm-hmm,
see?
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be very, very careful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's impossible for the person who develop Panya not to understand the intellectual understanding at all.
Mm-hmm.
But people go straight to the meditation center,
mm.
no condition. But they said they are doing, they are practicing.
Right. The accumulation of want to getting something good quickly is so deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Because lopa is so very, very fine.
Mm.
No one can know where it is, because as soon as something appears, the javana there is attachment.
Mm-hmm.
It is ignorance.
Mm-hmm. And we cannot tell if it's deep sleep or not.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's Babanga or dreaming.
Or dreaming.
Ajahn about Vitaka. Say the two flowers over there. If I see the one on the left instead of the other one, that's Vitaka, right?
After seeing moment, it's there.
Yeah, it's there. Right. Because I was thinking about Vitaka and Adimokkha. Because, for example, if I'm looking at the dishes, I want to pick one to eat. And the reason I can see this one or that one is Vitaka.
When there is something, the self trying to understand that.
Mm.
But from hearing and consider, it develops. Mm. And when it arises, the object is known as nama,
mm-hmm.
or rupa, not Vitaka or Parsa,
mm-hmm.
or what.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Because Adimokkha is usually translated as decision. So if I have two, when I'm eating lunch, I pick this one. At first, Vitaka touch this one and I decide, and then the Adimokkha perform a function of, take this one.
Can we say that it's that which cannot be shaken once it's there? It's there?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Only that. And we try to think of whether it's there with seeing or not. Something like that, see?
Okay.
But when we understand the characteristic of reality, it's there, whatever is appearing, because we know the function and the characteristic of it. Like, it's not pasa, because it's that unshakable.
Mm.
Is there Adimokkha with seeing consciousness?
No.
Why not?
Why not? Unshakable of the object. It's a Vipaka. Why it should be?
No. We have, by this question,
mm-hmm.
we cannot think about the chatti.
Mm-hmm.
We think about what jittas it can arise with.
What chitta?
It can arise with.
Seeing is so weak, right?
Pardon?
Seeing is very weak.
It doesn't need.
Okay.
Like lopa or dosa, whether it's lopa or whether it's dosa. But it just arises to experience, conditioned by karma.
Mm.
It can never not arise. Has to arise when time comes for karma to condition its arising.
Mm-hmm.
It arises by conditions. And as there is one pointedness on that object, it's all right. Because it's not like whether I like it or not, or I like it, or I hate it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the reason Adimokkha is not in seeing, does not accompany seeing, is because...
Not necessarily. Because it has to experience this object only.
Mm-hmm. Just experience the object only.
It cannot change, or it cannot make choice.
But that sounds like a vipaka, because it's the result of condition.
We think about that, but we don't know how many vipaka jitta is the result of bad karma.
Okay.
For example, when it's akusala citta, how many akusala vipaka it can condition? It doesn't mean that that looks like or might be, but how many cittas akusala karma can produce? Only seven. What are they? Five, and then sampatijjana santira, and that's all.
Yeah.
If you think that it can, might be vipaka, that is thinking, but not the moment when it arises by conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can change that paramattha dhamma because it's abhidhamma. So fine. So subtle. If we try to think ourselves, it's wrong, no need the teachings of the Buddha to condition one's understanding to be direct to the truth, because we try the other way, try to think over it. That's why Buddha has to understand citta by way of chati, by way of kitta, by way of citta, which arises with it, by way of hetu, to see first what is the hetu and what is a hetu.
Because dhamma and the conventional situation are quite different, can be quite different. So even when I'm thinking about which menu to pick for lunch, I'm thinking, oh, this one is good, or that one is also good. During that kind of thinking process, can we say there is still adimokkha or there's no adimokkha?
How many jitas can adimokkha arise? See? This more to think about, not just whether we think about oneself in this situation or in that situation. That is the concept, but not the actual one.
So how many citta can adimokkha arise with? Not a the seeing, hearing, not a ten. It can arise with the jhavana process for sure.
Yeah. Because it's not vipaka.
And for santirana or utapana, I don't know.
Whenever there is doubt,
that
cannot be with the adimokkha with it, together with doubt.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah. Whenever there is doubt. But when we say doubt, visikicca, sometimes I'm not sure if that's only applied to the doubt about the teaching or
anything.
Okay.
Otherwise, for those who have no idea about the teaching, will not have doubt. Yeah. Even you know that, it's forgotten. So the main important thing is to understand directly the characteristic of that which is not nama and that which is not rupa before we can go on the details which are there arising and falling away. The first thing is to understand the characteristic which can experience and that which is rupa cannot experience.
The two eyes are different color.
Really?
One is brown, one is green.
Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The left is green, dark green, almost like a blue. But the right eye is brown. Two different color. Santama.
Even two eyes are different, Vekama.
Yeah. But Santirana and Vatapana, do they have doubt in there? No.
No doubt, so they can perform the function. So it's useless to think until doubt is there, to know that it's not self.
Okay.
Because of its characteristic.
Yes.
But if you try to see whether there is doubt in this citta, then citta, no citta is appearing, see?
Right.
The first understanding should be the understanding of the distinction between the that which is there but it cannot experience, so that there can be the understanding of the characteristic which experience only, no other thing else, just experience directly and the chief of experience. So it's a better than the other jhana seekers. Even when it's doubt, the citta just experience doubt as it is. It can experience anything. And we can use the word clearly, but not as panya. But the object appears clear to citta. Clear here means as it is.
Yathabhutam, right? Yes, as it is.
As it is. It's like our master. We have to give food, we have to take care, we have to do many things.
Play with them when they want to play. Yeah.
And if you have more, you have more masters.
I was reading at a time of death, and three possibility can present itself through any one of the six doors by the power of karma. And one is a sign of karma, a form. Like a form had been apprehended previously at the time of performing the karma. And a sign of destiny, like a symbol. Like a symbol of the state of the fire or something. But one of them, I don't get it. It's a karma. What does that mean, a karma present itself to the as an object?
You think of the moment when you are killing or giving dana.
So that means, okay, that's not a sign of karma.
Yes, because when we talk about think, even a dream is thinking.
Yes.
So it appears as a dream.
Right. Because it's a karma and a sign of karma.
Yes.
So they are two different.
Yes. Because you see, you can think only thinking about karma as a sign of the object, of the thinking. Right? But when something like rise in something appear, that is sign of once you have done something with it.
Yeah, once you have done something.
Yeah. That's why people can die after thinking about the karma. For example, the massager at the bonsai told her about her life when she was young, and she has a brother. At that time, they were very young, and she was very good in swimming, and her brother knew that. But they are quarrying, and the big boy, the older brother, just pushed her down the river. And she pretend to cry and cry and cry. So her father, who left the younger daughter, because she's the youngest so much, just rushed to the place and kicked so hard that it can happen for him to die.
Okay.
And when she think about that, the story, see, it's just like it can be before she died.
Right.
She was so sad that she shouldn't do that at all.
Right.
Because the result of such pretending can condition the others to have injured very great. So nothing appears, but she can think about a sign. Like when she told me. And we don't know whether that would be the thought of her before her death or not.
Right.
And that is by karma, which has been done.
But that's the sign of karma, right?
The thinking, the
thinking
story,
of story. This.
The karma.
Okay, okay.
But when you see the axe or the chicken or something like that, we don't know from what karma.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Maybe you're careful to it, maybe you kill it or whatever. It depends on karma, which is kusala or kusala. Like seeing the yellow robe, who knows from what karma? Maybe once you clear the yellow robe, or you once sealed the yellow robe, who knows? Depending on karma to condition such citta, which experiences such object, which karma conditioned, and is the object of pavanga, not known in this life at all.
Also, that last jhavana process has five chittas only, and that's also conditioned rupa, right?
It can, because it's not the kamma-charupa, it is citta-charupa. That's why we know that they follow it, not the same moment. Because that, even the chuti-citta can condition rupa to last for another 17 moments, but the rupa condition kamma-kamma stop to produce it 17 moments before death. This is just to learn to keep in one's mind by hearing and hearing again, considering and considering, to know that actually there's no self. See how it works, just to understand reality from time to time, from word to word, different aspect, correctly, precisely, to be the person who is so very careful to understand reality as it is. When it's not careful, it's wrong. Take this for that, something like that. Do this instead of understanding it. And not everyone can get the very, very fine point. So the neglect from life to life, that is why it takes quite long, years and years, to develop that which has been accumulated more than years and years before. That's why the right attitude is understanding whatever arises by conditions. Thinking about that is only thinking, but that which has arisen is conditioned.
So if some people ask if the detail of all the mind or sense door process, each of the chittas function, do they need to know the detail too?
Because without these words, can they understand? Can panya develop? But the other question, can it bring about the understanding developed? We have to understand the purpose. For anyone who just keep on talking about what they think, about the realities, about Dhamma, and they are not interested in understanding, just wanting to have clear understanding of the word, of this and that, but not the moment, which represent the word, like seeing now, see. When we talk about seeing, that which experience begin to be heard before so many in my life, there can be the understanding or appearing of the seeing as not. Avijja is so very thick and very deep in darkness. They are there from moment to moment. And this understanding prevents wrong path.
But the path is so subtle, like even Devadatta was on the wrong path.
The most, because from not hearing at all, and to hear wisely. Wise attention, wise considering, wise to know that no one there. And the depth of it, how can it come to be just in a moment and then gone? Only by conditions accumulated, see, as Asyanusya, as Charita, as Mutti.
Atimutti. Atimutti.
Atimutti.
Atimutti.
No one can know that except the Buddha, who taught step by step how it works from moment to moment, different ones, by another conditions added and added each moment.
And so amazing, even a future silent Buddha can be on a wrong path with the Buddha.
That's why without Dhamma, Kusala Dhamma can lead one to hear the teachings and see the value of it and see how difficult not just rush to do wrongly, just jump into the abyss, hell.
Some people can kind of have a vague sense of the death is coming in few months.
No one knows. It can be
we cannot know the precise moment, but some people kind of like, okay, know they are dying, in, and then they, like 3 or 6 months ago.
But not exactly.
No, not exact timing.
Because how can you know a moment of death between the going on?
Not possible moment
of the moment. How millions and millions now.
Even for those who can have a sense of death is coming in few months, or near, or death is near now.
It's just changed from this personality, because the citta keeps on arising and falling away.
Keep changing, keep becoming.
So it's very like now. No one knows the exact moment of the arising and falling away. Sudden death and then sudden born. No gap. It doesn't matter because before death there is chavana and after death chavana, we don't know what is there. For being in heaven or in hell or in human being womb, or we don't know. Just the way it is. No one can. And no one can stop any reality to arise, whether it's indifferent feeling, pain feeling, happy feeling, and then gone. That's why, after experiencing such truth, there can be about the understanding, most of you of just keep on from light to light, like this. No one, only reality is. Misunderstanding, taking it for I, from light to light, but actually gone. Completely each moment, like the play of reality, different role each day. The changing from being as life to this life, seeing, hearing, and then changing in the Jhana is conditioned to be kusala, kusala, non-stop. No memory at all about this life. Just keep on going. This life, this life, next life.
Yeah, it's becoming. Every moment is becoming everything.
Whatever happens, see, by conditions, until Punya is keen enough to understand immediately. No, thinking about being aware of study, of thinking, pondering,
But that's different from the others who never listen about the Dhamma. As usual, it's quite different from the others. And also, good understanding, a good level of understanding to be able to back to normal. Back to normal is not easily appreciated.
Why?
Because people want to do something to be wise.
Because of not letting go.
Right.
So the word letting go is very high panya.
So back to normal is not easy.
Right. So that is real letting go by conditions. Nothing to do. So it has kusala vipaka to hear the words.
But the text said a frog was listening to the Buddha's
because
teacher.
Of the previous accumulation of many lives.
And when the frog dies,
it's not just arise by this.
A difference between the two cats. Yes. The Kalapa there has no Jivendra. The Kalapa of the cat in the mirror has no Jivi Indriya.
Actually, there's no cat in the mirror.
No.
But the thinking about everything. How can be the understanding of that which is so fast just arise and fall through? So it appears something to be attached to in all your life. I was born, I died.
Born here, die here, born there, die there.
Not knowing that each process has died and each citta has died.